Welcome to the podcast series of Family Insights, powered by the Orthodox Christian Network and Family Life Ministry. We welcome Paula Marchman, Managing Director for the Metropolis of Atlanta Family Life Ministry, and Eleni Alexiou, Managing Director for the Orthodox Christian Network.
Hi, Paula.
Hey, Eleni. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm just getting, into I have the seasons and the change of weather, which is kind of nice, but just adjusting into the new schedules of what life is.
Yes, and that's so important. I love when the seasons change. It's just such a new beginning, the new ecclesiastical year in the church, and it's starting all over. And, I'm kind of working on that too, but it was a rough end of summer for me, for August, and just a lot of emotions of sadness and loss. We lost a wonderful woman in our community who was a mother even beyond, to
wow.
her children, to her grandchildren, but she was a mother to me. I lost my own mother when I was 23, and this woman named Asimula was just what mothering means. When she would see you, her eyes would light up like you were so special, and she knew your heart and she understood you. And there aren't very many people in the world who do that for us.
It's amazing that she's made that much influence, obviously, on your life, and I'm sorry for your loss. Thank you for sharing
yeah.
that.
And when she passed away in August,
mm-hmm.
I lost my own father in January. And my sadness and my emotions and my feeling of loss just snowballed. Actually,
right.
it felt more like a fireball that just took me down. It was like, oh, my gosh. And I'm not a big crier. I tend to hold strong, but I don't think that was doing me any favors. It was
mm-hmm.
like, the arrows were penetrating through the armor I had on, and it just fell to the ground.
Right.
What do I do with this loss of someone who was so close to my heart? Times like that, I don't want to get stuck there.
Right.
I want to process, as we help other people to. And I remember my mother's voice when I was a little girl. I grew up in the streets of Detroit. We were immigrant family, and it was tough. And we would have to walk home from school, and I was, 11. My sister was a year younger. And my mama would say, hold on to your sister's hand and just keep looking straight. Don't worry about what's going on to the right or left. Don't stop. Just, realize where you are, realize what you're doing, but keep focused. And I remember that. And I remember
mm-hmm.
Father Michael Eccarino, when I started, after Michael died, His Eminence wanted me to come and do the youth. Do you remember when
mm-hmm.
I directed youth in education like
yep.
Julie does now? And he told me the same thing. He said, he showed me an icon of Christ. And he said, keep your eyes on him. Don't look right. Don't look left. You'll hear. You'll see a lot of things going on. Keep your eyes on him. And so God provides what you need when you need. And in that moment,
yeah.
that's what I heard.
Absolutely.
Keep your eyes on me, And that's who gave me some acceptance of what I was feeling, and it was okay to feel, but clarity of, I'm going to hold you, I'm going to comfort you, but this isn't where you're going to get stuck.
Right. And I appreciate you sharing your story. And when we talked about, even what our plan was to discuss this, it's interesting. This week we received an email, too, from one of an OCN listener and supporter who said, I've been reaching out to OCN because I've been having a really hard time day to day getting through based on the loss of someone that I loved. And I don't really know what to do with that, but I do want to thank you. And she gave a shout out to the Family Insight podcast and just said something simple as being very real and down to earth where life is at and what we all go through, and talking about how that connects us and how we can stay focused on Christ gets me through. It helps me see clarity and accept what I am feeling and not push it away and be okay with it.
Right. Because, you know, they even, in the DSM book, the counseling book, they took grief out because there were like five stages, you know, through the anger and so forth. And they realized that, you know, there's not a protocol for grief. It's very, you know, every individual, every person kind of process in a different way, mm-hmm. and depending on your resources and things. But I know if I get stuck there, then I can't help other people
who
get stuck there, because I'm stuck there too. So it was just, I couldn't do it without the Lord and the people, you know, that I look to who know me and love me. But Asimula had this gift that I just kept thinking about how I felt when I first saw her and her eyes would light up and that secret bond that we shared. And during my difficult days of the last decades, what that meant to me. And then I thought, you know, Lord, she is a mentor. You know, we are called as women of all different ages. I'm older than you. You're older than the younger women you mentor that also are in OCN or in the church and so forth and so on. I thought, and she was older than me, I thought, this is what it means to mentor. You know, and I went through the part of, gosh, I beat myself up. Why didn't I spend more time with her? Why didn't I go into her beloved restaurant, Athens Pizza, which was like going into her home, the icons graced the walls behind the cash register, and she sat at that first booth and welcomed so many people, not only in the church, but in the community. The community that was grieving. And she knew you weren't only hungry for food, but she gave you that cup of coffee, that little bit of pizza or supa. But she knew that we were hungry for acceptance and pure love, that what the world is missing from the news, from Facebook, the anger. She knew at the core, like a good mother, like a good mentor, this is what's missing, and I can give that to you. And why didn't I gravitate to that more? Why was I always so busy to take an hour or two to go sit with her and her wisdom and her love and just be immersed in that.
Right.
So after I finished, you know, beating myself up about that, I was like, I want to be like Asimula. I want to be more of that. I want to be not stuck in my grief, but I want to be like her. Does my office, does my home, does my presence with others make them feel understood and known and loved? Do you understand? I mean, I'm sure you have people in your own life, probably your own mother or someone who does that, maybe your husband. But I'm kind of talking woman to woman type relationship here.
Right.
The mentoring.
No, it's like a secret bond that you share that you're talking about. And I think for listeners, even today, I think anybody can relate with that. Anybody that you connect with that has that secret connection that you walk up and, you know, what you explain of what the feeling that you have when you're with that person, whether you're related to them or not. I mean, when we first moved into the Washington, D.C. area, and we didn't initially have family, you know, there was a small conversation with some other young mothers at the time, and they shared with me, like, I don't have a yaya, but wouldn't it be cool if we could, like, adopt a local yaya? Like, I could have another woman that was close by that I could connect to be with. And so that whole idea and that whole trend went along for a while. But those people that influence your life as you're focused on Christ and moving forward, they really do help. And I'm so glad that you knew her and that you can remember her and she's part of your life forever. That's part of accepting everything. The stages won't ever go away. They'll always kind of be fluctuating regardless of the clinical right. aspect of it or the other piece yeah. of it. But I'm curious, how did your community, like it sounds like it was affected a lot of people. How did everybody deal with it?
It did. It was, you know, it's still so raw
yeah.
that we look at each other like children mm-hmm. who have been orphaned. You know, we don't know what to say. We look at each other with tears in our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, our church is so wonderful about
right.
remembering memorials.
I know.
You know, that we don't just pack people up and go, okay, done with that.
Right.
So,
right.
And we honor their memory mm-hmm. in different times, you know, the 40 days and 6 months, year, and so forth. But I'm going to honor her memory. I'm going to pick up that gauntlet that she mentored so many of us women,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to do more of what she did than ever. I'm going to slow down enough to say, hey, Eleni, before this podcast, how you doing? You know, you did a great job there. I'm going to help you, help other people, even people come to me in my office. And I really intentionally try to do that. You know, would you like a cup of coffee? We have a coffee machine.
Right,
can
right.
Can I get you a bottle of water? It's that hospitality, that extra sparkle. I mean, I do that with my grandchildren, and it comes easy. But it's not so easy with people outside. But what if we intentionally did that? Like I've mentioned before in podcasts, I'll go in to Publix or a store, and I try to catch people in their eyes. But I'm going to do more of that, to hold it and honor Asimula's memory, because I sense she's still mentoring me now.
It's true.
She's still with me. And in our church, you know, I will go and be a part of the memorial, and the community is going to miss her. In fact, her son has left that booth she would always sit in
mm-hmm.
so she could see everybody who came in the door. It was dead center.
Mm.
And I'm going to go take flowers and put on that table.
That's a nice way to remember her. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
So even the community grieves because that's where she sat. She was such a pillar of love, acceptance, knowing people at the heart, and then giving it to them. Not
mm-hmm.
just, oh, hey, you know, here's your table. But, you know, she knew that the world needed more pure love.
Right.
And that's what she represented. And I'm going to, you know, go forth and try to do more and more of that and to mentor other women to do the same. I pictured when she died that heaven just opened up in front of her, and the Lord was there in her husband, in her mother, and all the father who died very young in her age, and all her family and friends, mm-hmm. and all the people who she touched and welcomed into her restaurant. They're all there welcoming her home, just the
right.
same way that she welcomed so many souls.
Absolutely.
And that's how I picture she left this earth.
Right.
And it gives me peace. It gives me great peace to envision that. And I thank you for processing and talking to me about this. And I hope, you know, that it might touch someone else who might have experienced, or, you know, it could have been yesterday, it could have been 30 years ago.
That Absolutely.
Kind of grief lives in our heart, but what do we do with it?
No, and I love that you were able to turn it into something to give back to somebody else, which is what she did for you. I've had the opportunity the last few weeks to talk with most of all the recipients for the 30 Under 30, the OCN Award that we just started this year. And a lot of the conversation I had was with young people saying, I really would like to meet mentors in my field that are Orthodox. How do you walk in every day and do some of these things? I'm new at this. You know, it's one thing to have somebody that might be related to you cheering you on. It's another thing to have somebody within a community that you live in, especially within your own Orthodox community, to pass that on. So I'm touched by the fact that you were able to extract out of all that and what you're going through a way to give back to somebody else. I think that's amazing.
That's not my strength. That's focusing on the Lord and allowing Him to hold me and,
Absolutely. You
know, fill me with that love that feels familiar. Like, I know you, and mm-hmm. it's going to be okay. And she's, you know, there in your heart. She's always going to be a mentor, a mother to you, just as your own mother
right.
has
Absolutely.
Always been. And blessed memory, my mom's been gone 39 years,
yeah.
long time. Thank God. Thank God for women,
yeah.
for people like that in our lives. And I thank God for a church that remembers and honors memorials and the memory of those who have gone home, and just the faith and the hope that the Lord gives us that, you know, not to grieve like those who have no faith, and to believe, you know, that we will be together, God willing, you know?
Yeah, and I think with that, I've got a good Bible verse to close with. Would you like to hear it?
Absolutely. I would love it.
It will connect you, but it's 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31. Whatever you do, do all for the glory of God.
Thanks for listening and joining us. We'll be back every other week to fit into your busy time schedule. You can find us at myocn.net and at Family Life via the links below. This program is brought to you by the Callas Foundation, Family Life Ministry, and the Orthodox Christian Network.